Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Weber from K-State. We're talking carcass quality in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
A great eating experience for today's consumer comes from our higher quality beef that's available in our pipeline. It truly drives consumer demand. Quality grades show cattlemen have improved the end product over time, but industry-wide progress in carcass trait selection remains comparatively slow. The most important traits are still among the most difficult to predict. K-State's Dr. Bob Weber explains some of the challenges in getting good carcass data.
Over time, we've leveraged new technologies like ultrasound to help bolster information about in-product attributes into our genetic evaluation system. But as we look at different breeds, on average, about between half and 1% reporting rate of the number of calves born every year make it into our carcass data evaluation. So carcass data is an area that's expensive to measure, but we know it's very important, right? All the new dollars that come in the beef business come from somebody buying a piece of beef.
As a result, the American Simmental Association has recently launched an expansive new project that pairs actual carcass records with genomic data on sire-identified calves. This carcass expansion project aims to boost total carcass records and to train genomic panels to more accurately predict carcass traits. Kansas rancher Tracy Bruner is a participant. He says the project has merit for all producers.
This is not about just gathering carcass data. It's not just a win for the individual animal owner. It benefits the cattle that are available to our consumer industry-wide. All the information that we gather will develop better and more accurate EPDs that will lead to better consumer products.
Simmental's Board of Trustees have invested significantly toward the 5-year project, open to CSOC members and their commercial customers that have sim genetic influence. Dr. Bob Weber explains about the efforts.
We focus our efforts and data collection on in this case, a relatively large group of animals, in excess of 20,000, and extract lots of information out of that exercise. And then the genomics tools allow us to spread that information across the entire pedigree. So producers that aren't directly engaged in feeding cattle benefit from the project because they'll be able to use a genomics tool.
For the genomic component, the Simmental Association plans to pay genotyping costs associated with the use of tissue sampling units provided through AllFlex, according to Scott Holt.
So obviously carcass data is one of the hardest things to get because not everybody is willing to share it for the first thing, and because it's very expensive to just get flat carcass data. So our ability now to get that carcass information through genomics is a really exciting phase in our industry.
Well, through the gathering of carcass data and proving the tying that back to the origin of the genetics of those animals, we're able to increase the predictability. We're able to increase the accuracy of expected progeny differences, whereas a non-enhanced EPD may have an accuracy rate of 30 to 40%. We can improve that possibly 10 to 20% by adding carcass information to that EPD foundation.
If you want to learn more, you can go to simmental.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Bone mass, power, and the ruggedness you need, that's what you'll get at the Grass to Grid Bull Sale hosted by Griswold Cattle. Owners John and Jeannie Griswold invite you to join them Saturday, April 13th in Beaver, Oklahoma for this year's sale. Featuring 250 bulls, 250 cows, and 250 heifer calves, possessing the finest Angus, Sim Angus, and Main Angus genetics around. For more information, click over to GriswoldCattle.com or call John at 405-780-3300. If it's consistent quality you demand, this is the place to get it. Now go mark your calendar. April 13th, Griswold Cattle's Grass to Grid Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.